Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalyn. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Akee Walker, and I just recently exhausted my regular unemployment, but I received a letter that I can apply for my pandemic or my training unemployment.
Okay, so you've exhausted one, and you're trying to apply again?
I exhausted my regular one, and they sent me a letter saying that I can apply for the pandemic, the whatever that one is.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay? Let me place you on a brief hold. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so have you been filing your weekly certs, or have you not?
Yes, I've been continuing to file.
Okay. Okay, sir, so you've been filing your weekly certifications. Just continue to do so. We don't do pandemic unemployment assistance anymore. But if you are eligible for more assistance, just continue to file, and you will receive information, okay?
Okay, because the reason I asked is because me and my dad both we work at the same place, and our job both stay at the same time, and he just, they tell him the same thing about the other for the pandemic with the letter. And he did his Thursday. Representative did his all the way through.
Okay. But he did he just stop working or you just?
Both of us do it the same time, and we both stop working at the end of July.
Okay. And you've been filing every week?
Yes. We're not exhausted from my regular employment.
You kept filing?
I still continue to file, just like you did. We both did the same thing. We both went to the same place for the same amount of time, and we both did that the same. So, and he did his Thursday. And the representative took him through everything, you know, so asking all the questions back and all.
Okay, so definitely continue to file. I don't have to go back in if you have a claim already in. I don't have to go back in and open up a new claim. You just continue to file your weekly certifications every week, okay?
Okay, so even if it's for the pandemic one, just a different one, I still don't have to do no new claim like you did.
No, they probably just did a regular claim for him, but we don't do pandemic unemployment anymore. The PUA is what you're asking about.
Because it said we both got a letter saying that we had exhausted our claim for regular unemployment, but we've eligible for the PE, whatever that is, or even the extended
PUA.
For the extended week training.
Okay. All right, so that's why I'm telling you to continue to file, and if there's more benefits that you're supposed to be entitled to, they will pay you as long as you continue to file. But if you have a break in it, then you won't, okay? Then you have to open up a claim all over again.
Okay, because I think I missed 1 week. I think that was the last week I didn't file. So that's a broken claim.
Okay. You say you missed a week?
Yes, I didn't, because I thought that I didn't know I had to continue to file like he did, but I think I missed last week and I didn't file. I didn't just file my weekly benefit. And that's why he just told me to call today to see what mine.
Okay. Well, if you're saying you missed a week, then of course we can file. But if you have continued to file and there's no break in your weekly certifications, then there's no need for us to open up a new claim.
Okay, well then I missed one, so I probably need to refile then.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. What's your social?
421-356-5-75.
What's your name? Tell me your name. Okay, what's your birthday?
June 16, 1990.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Linda Poole.
Okay. Okay, I may have to ask you for that social again, okay? Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, let me have that social one more time.
421-356-5-75.
Okay. Just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Has there been a name change since the last time you filed?
No. Akee Tamir Walker. It's A-K-E-E. Tamir, T-A-M-E-L Walker.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty military in the last? All right. And verify your driver's license number.
1870976.
Okay. Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alavantage prepaid benefits card. Which do you prefer?
Oh, I still have my Advantage card.
Okay. Verify your mailing address for me.
3044 Rita Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36108.
And is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's your telephone number?
334-777-7804. Thank you.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 371 County Road 1317, 3847 2nd Avenue East, 43 Somerset Drive, 831 Artillery Range West, or I've never been associated?
None of them.
What month was Willie Walker Sr. born in? March, July, October, December? None of the above, or I am not familiar with this person.
December.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 104 Hunters Hill Trail, 119 Cana Drive, 223 Deer Run, or 66 Kaysen Trace? I've never been associated.
Never been associated with none of them.
Okay. On that last question, I forgot to hit the one you said. Did you say you've never been associated?
Right.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-233-2819. 334-233-3529 or 233-7713, 334-233-7831. Or I've never been associated.
Never been associated.
Okay. In which of the following states does Linda Walker currently live or own property? Alabama, Florida, Minnesota, Nebraska, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
Alabama.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits within the last 12 months in a different state?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not federal government?
No.
Have you worked with the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
Okay, what was the last day you worked?
July the 30th of this year.
July the 30th of 2021?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or a training program?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you work for a union hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
What's your job description? What do you do?
Painter.
Okay, you're a painter?
Yes.
Are you seeking work in that current occupation?
Yes.
Is the company you work for a C.W. Smith Decorating?
Yes.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
We laid off due to the COVID.
Okay. Do you have a phone number there?
Yes. 334-351-0560.
Okay. What day did you start working there?
I started May the 4th.
And what year?
Last year, same year.
Okay. And your last day was July, what is it?
July 30th.
What state?
In Alabama.
What city?
In Auburn.
Are you expected to receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And you say you all was laid off because of COVID, or, I mean,
yeah.
Like?
For one, I contracted and some of the workers that did, so they just closed down for me.
Okay, so the company is basically closed, okay. All right, do you elect to have 10% of your earned weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your four-digit PIN?
No, I said, I got talked that I was using for my regular.
The four-digit PIN, like you had when you filed unemployment before, the one you was using.
Not the one that I changed it to, but the one that they gave me, or the one that I changed. My regular PIN was 6575. Let me look on here and see what I have now. Let me look on 7590.
Okay, so is that what you... Okay, if that's the PIN, then I won't reset it, okay?
Okay, now... When I first applied for it, that was the PIN number they gave me. So when I called that Sunday and filed, they told me if I want to change it to another PIN number, and then I changed it to my regular one that I was getting off my card, which is 5575.
Okay, let me just reset it for you. How about that, if you're not for
okay.
sure?
Okay.
7590 is the temporary PIN, but you can keep it at that. So that's your reset. So you just said the 7590. So that's the PIN.
Okay, that's a temporary PIN.
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right, I'm almost done. I'm at the end. Okay, I just gotta go back through it really quick. Okay. All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number is 752-6389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, but not on a Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Mr. Walker, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So I continue to file Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
And receive a letter from, receive a letter in the mail.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, okay? And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Line. Have a wonderful day. Take care.